When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Coming up on the show today, Matt Holt, Pat Godwin, and a call from Donnie Baker. Right after this call from Kenny Tarmack.
Good morning, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, gang, it's Kenny Tarmack.
Hey, Kenny.
And we just landed.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm an ATL. We had weather and ORD, and they had to de-ice us two times today. Yeah. Hey, Chick, you know where they put the de-ice?
Where?
On D-plane.
Oh! Oh, boy. Oh, you're killing me.
Chills Tobik.
Oh, I'll bet.
Hey, I just told Chick McGee from the Bob and Tom Show the de-ice plane joke. Well, he loved it. Yeah, the guy next to me must have been a nom. He has that 1,000-yard stare working today. Now, where's the gate? I have two connections today.
Yeah.
I go from ATL to MCO, then I'm on standby at 320. Hang on, I got a phone call.
Okay.
Hey, guy, we just landed. Yeah, ATL. No, we just landed. We took off late from ORD. We had weather. Hey, Mike, I got a text from Tobik there, Shooter, and he says, sorry about your mom.
Oh.
Yeah, but he also said, we moved the webinar once, and we can't move it again.
I know.
Yeah, well, see if the funeral home has Wi-Fi. Well, I talked to him. We just figured if it was just the viewing.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, if you're a pallbearer, you should have one hand free for the phone, though, right?
Got your Bluetooth.
I told you, Shooter, a Bluetooth would solve all of it.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, hey, Mike, guess where they put the de-ice? Hello?
You asked for it. You got it. More Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Josh, I can see you moving around. Things downstairs swiveling on your seat.
Yeah,
going checking that one bun cheek, tighten them one at a time. You go bounce back and forth through the Josh.
Well, that's not the Josh.
I'm funking it up.
I'll say.
Now, listen carefully for the N.
Yes,
funk. That word always. I can remember when one of my sons was 4, screaming out the song, play that funky music white boy at a restaurant. It's kind of embarrassing. Yeah. We're in the Napa Auto Parts Studios, and let's see, Ace is running the controls over there. He's our engineer today. Matt Holt sitting in for Chick. Chick's
Hello.
Back on Monday. That would be Pat Godwin on his way to a sold-out show in Tampa, Florida. Josh right there, Christy right there.
Present.
This is Tom speaking. Welcome back to the show. What's that? Are you still doing sports over there?
Well, I have one story that I guess I'm going to categorize as sports.
Oh, good.
Okay.
A group in Cleveland, Ohio will attempt to break the world record for the most people controlling paddle balls at one time. This will happen on Saturday.
So is this the thing where the rubber band is attached to like a ping pong paddle and you have to whack it back and forth?
Yeah. Yes.
I have never been able to get more than 3 on that.
Hedley Lamar was good at that.
He sure was.
Yeah. Every time I see those, I flinch a little bit because my mother used that as a paddle
Ooh.
For us.
Oh, well, let's just take it right down to beating your children.
Did she leave the staple in?
She didn't beat us. She would threaten, you know.
So they have to get 500 people to control
well,
the ball?
You didn't let me finish, and nobody else knew the 500s. I hadn't gotten that far. Event organizers provide the paddle balls. 500 participants are needed to break the record. As of this morning, 108 people had responded to the Facebook event saying they were going.
That means 10 of them are going.
That means they're really shy of the 500 that they need.
Yeah.
The attempt coincides with the installation of a 14-foot paddle ball sculpture
Oh my God!
In Cleveland.
There's an artist.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, we've
that's the lack of originality.
We have wasted some time on this show, but that story.
But I here's what I object to about that.
What do you object?
It says the most people controlling paddle balls.
Yeah, so you can't just hold it in your hand.
Right, they got to actually be doing it.
Yeah, out of the 500 people, three of them are going to be able to go.
Yeah, how much space is between all these people as well?
Can't you all be doing it at the same time?
Yeah.
But there's no way they're going to all be. The average person can't do that.
I can't. Well, yeah,
can
sure.
You can do it?
Absolutely. I cannot.
I play tennis, and I've played ping pong. I can never get the ball. I keep missing it.
Hmm.
You can do more than 10?
Yeah, I could go almost indefinitely once I get it going.
Wow. We have to get you over to Cleveland.
So you're good at this motion.
Yes, Ace. I'm good at the motion.
He was once in the Beatles.
Ace, once again, bringing back the masturbatory material. Thank you, Ace.
Captain Forearm. Lead to this.
Quickly, Ace turning Josh against him. No, seriously, do they have to be engaged with an actual function?
The rules are, yes, I would think.
Yes. If they're all just standing there holding the paddle ball, not doing anything,
yeah.
that's even more nothing than the story already is.
Is there a paddle ball in the building? I'd like to see Josh do this.
No.
I don't think you've got to have
a sales guy. He's probably got one in his desk. Right?
Yeah.
There's going to be one around.
Yeah, it'll smell like booze.
That's true. Oh, it's Friday, too. Yeah, there's no sales guy here. No.
Good point.
Yeah.
Well, around here, it's very casual Friday. you can wear whatever you want because you're home. So LeBron James leaves Cleveland, and now they're so desperate they're doing the paddle. What is it?
Paddleball.
Isn't paddleball an actual sport with a court?
That's pickleball.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, that's true.
There's also paddleball with, never mind.
Is there a paddleball? Well, maybe this is a different sport.
Smaller court with
paddleball is also on the menu of a dominatrix site.
Legend.
How much does that cost you?
Singular or plural?
See, paddleball is, they say here, paddleball is a one-person game with the paddle attached to the ball and the string. And yeah.
Right. I'm very skeptical that all the people are going to have the ball actually going back and forth.
Then they won't break the record.
Okay, well.
Paddle tennis is what you're thinking of, Tom.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
The smaller court tennis.
All right. Well, I guess.
Speaking of toys, the National Toy Hall of Fame in New York State has announced finalists for its 2018 induction class.
Okay.
You ready?
Let's write these down and see.
All right. Here. The Magic 8-Ball.
That isn't in yet?
Well, Tom, apparently not.
That has been nominated before,
yes,
I believe.
Yes, it has.
We'll shake it up and see what it says.
Looks hazy.
Highly unlikely.
Yeah. Don't drink the fluid that's in me.
Yeah. That was some creepy fluid.
Masters of the Universe.
Does it have that on the box, by the way?
Yeah, probably.
Do not drink the fluid.
He-Man?
Probably. Masters of the Universe.
Yeah, He-Man and all his pals and
Uno.
Enemies.
Wait a minute. I don't know what that is.
Masters of the Universe is the He-Man.
He-Man Skeletor.
You don't know what He-Man is?
Neither do I.
Is it a video game?
No, it's a cartoon.
Action figures.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, it was action figures, and then they had a terrible movie with Dolph Lundgren, I believe, right? And then...
So it's one of those...
Frank Langella played Skeletor.
No, I like Frank Langella.
Yeah, not in that.
Yeah, no, he's not.
Also up for induction, the card game Uno.
Yeah,
I think that should be in
that
there.
That should have been there.
That should already be. Everyone plays Uno.
But is that a toy?
Yes.
No.
Yeah, it's a game. I mean, game toys.
No, it's not the Game Hall of Fame. It's Toy Hall of Fame. They have
a lot of games in the Hall. I think they do.
Some people think Uno should be at the top of the list.
Well, look at this. Other finalists, American Girl Dolls, Chalk.
Chalk?
Chalk.
Chalk is not a toy.
Well,
Chutes and Ladders.
Wait, hey,
that's
up.
A game.
Chalk is something that... Math teachers have ruined my desire to ever hold again. Although I guess now in contemporary culture, it's probably with the whiteboard.
Yeah, there is no chalk happening in schools.
No.
Yeah.
Chutes and Ladders is a game, and it's nominated.
Okay.
Fisher-Price Corn Popper.
Is that the...
looks like a little lawnmower.
That's got to go in now.
Put it in.
I have one of those in my living room.
Sure you do.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's the greatest.
Put it in.
I had one as a kid, and your kid still has one. That's how great it is.
I have one now. I pretend like I'm vacuuming my new house.
There you go.
You have the bubble mower, too?
No, but I just got my niece one, and it was the hit.
Those are awesome,
The thing about that toy is that it's one of those toys... like a slinky after about 30 seconds. Yeah. You're kind of done with it. It's not like a toy that you play with a long time.
I disagree.
Well, you walk across your carpet once and go, oh, that's cute, and then move on to something else, grab a doll.
Is that what you found in your home?
Yeah, it's cool. I like having it and everything. But
do your girls have the American Girl dolls yet?
Oh, my God. My Finn's bedroom looks like a store.
Mm-hmm. I wondered.
And then Sally, my 11-year-old, gave Finn all of hers, so now we've really got a lot of them.
Right.
I must say, those are really cool. If you're not familiar with them, they have a story, and there's a nice, diverse population of
my
dolls.
Niece and I ate at the American Girl restaurant when we were there.
Aww,
and we went shopping.
So sweet.
But I think it's really cool because it has history. What?
Yeah, she brought her doll in, and we got it hairstyled.
They have a beauty parlor. There's a great store in Chicago.
I walked out of there with a lot less money.
You are going to be a wonderful father, Josh Arnold.
Yeah, I was happy to do it. We had fun.
So I'm sorry.
Here we are. We have
the
American,
nominees. Are the American Girl doll? I give that a
thumbs 12
finalists. Up.
American Girl dolls.
Right.
Chalk. Chutes and Ladders. Magic 8-Ball, which we mentioned. The Fisher-Price Corn Popper.
I just shook my Magic 8-Ball. It says most definitely.
Oh, wow.
I think it's a shoe-in.
Masters of the Universe. Here's the Pinball.
Love it.
Just in general,
love it.
Pinball?
Is pinball?
Just says pinball.
Pinball's not a toy. It's an arcade.
Tupperware bowl.
You can play it. I think anything you can play.
Is a toy.
Play with or play.
A game is a toy.
I beg to differ.
It's in the toy department.
Okay, so thank you. That's exactly where I was going.
Neck massager.
When you go buy a game, where do you find them? In the toy department.
Yeah, no.
But yes!
No, a toy is an object.
There's one on here that drives me crazy.
A sled?
No, I think that's fine.
Tic-tac-toe?
That. Tic-tac-toe is almost a concept.
Right.
Because you can play it anywhere with anything.
And you don't need, so a pencil should be there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well,
chalk, I guess.
Okay,
chalk.
This says Tickle Me Elmo.
Well, I haven't gotten done. Tickle Me Elmo. Tudor Electric
now,
Football.
Now, if Elmo doesn't make it, will
that
he...
That has to make it.
Yeah.
If Elmo doesn't make it, will he still be laughing?
I hope so. There's always next year, Elmo.
Okay.
I don't think Elmo's laughed for a few
tickle
years.
Tickle Me Elmo.
Yeah, I don't think Elmo's...
That probably gets in. That was iconic, and everyone was chasing it down.
Tudor Electric Football and Uno, the National Toy Hall of Fame, located at the Strong National Museum of Play in Rochester, New York, announced the finalists this week. They'll be whittled down to 3 inductees, and they will be announced at a November 8th ceremony.
Is the electric football, is this the one that has the plays, the plays that
the
you
magnetic...
put over the light, or the one where the little guys run around?
Yeah, that.
Little guys.
It's the vibrating one?
Yeah.
Because I used to like photoelectric football, where you'd pick up your, play, and you'd each put a play down, and it would light through, and you'd see where you got.
Oh, I saw that on a movie or something
right,
once.
That was
where
cool game.
I was like, what is that?
You know,
my dad goes, I'm not old enough to know what that is.
You would overlay, the plays would be on his special paper. You'd overlay your play and his play, and then you could see if his tacklers were.
Yeah. Never heard of that.
Yeah. It was sort of like a mix of Battleship and football.
Yeah, it was kind of cool. But this is the one with the little guys.
Yeah, that's fun.
Yeah, when I was a kid, we took one of the guys and painted him all flesh colored.
Yes.
And he was a streaker at the game.
That's pretty funny.
Made it very exciting. Some of these are not. If they put tic-tac-toe in as a toy, we're going to go to this place with a blowtorch, and it's going to be over for them.
All right.
Well, now, Christy, let's get back to the news desk, if you don't mind.
This sounds like a start of a bad 80s movie. I don't know if it has a soundtrack. Police officers spent 2 hours investigating a suspicious plastic container found behind a Missouri sandwich shop before determining it was a high school science experiment.
Hmm.
KMBC TV.
Where news comes first.
Damn it. Sorry, it's your turn. Go ahead.
Where news comes first.
No, let Tom do it all. Let him do Chick's part, too.
I didn't know it.
Reports that
Matt, when she says a television station,
yes.
Either say, we're on your side, or where news comes first, or one of those that we paid
you
for
ready?
The slogan.
Sure.
Things. Okay.
KMBC TV reports.
Where we're on your side.
The police.
No.
What did I do wrong? Oh, I combined
where news comes first.
I don't care.
You combine
it. Last day. I don't care.
Where news comes first or we're on your side.
All right, let's do it again.
KMBC TV.
We're on your side.
Reports police were summoned Tuesday to a Jimmy John's in Platte City on the northern edge of the Kansas City metropolitan area. The plastic container they encountered was filled with blue fluid attached to other items. Officers eventually determined it was an experiment meant to demonstrate how hydrogen can be used as power. The student who built the project demonstrated it to friends inside the Jimmy John's, then left it behind the store so other friends could see it. But a worker at a nearby convenience store spotted the gadget and called 911. No charges are expected.
So the thing didn't explode?
No, okay. It wasn't.
It's just an innocuous. This kid must be pretty smart.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Can you get that, Josh?
Yes. Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hi, Bob and Tom. It's Donnie Baker.
Oh, hey, Donnie.
Oh,
how
hey,
are you?
Donnie.
He's talking about different bands and their riders and stuff and socks. Man, the Red Hot Chili Peppers had tube socks. They wore them and did the whole concert while barefooted. You know that had to be on their rider. And, man, this little rich kid showing off his science fair project at the sub shop, you know he's going to grow up to be some little rich nerd.
How do you know?
Sounds like something Urkel would do on Saved by the Bell. Swear to God.
Probably a
Urkel
smart kid.
He brings her homework to. Man, this kid's experiment of making hydrogen, that reminds me of my first science fair project back in sixth grade.
What was it?
I studied the effects of my homemade hydrogen peroxide for bleaching my mom Phyllis's hair, Christy.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
And I'm not, to this day, not too sure if I went a little too heavy on the peroxide or the hydrogen, but either way, it caused her to lose all her hair.
Oh, boy.
Man, she was mad, because her newly bald head got her took off nights and placed on day shift down at Xanadu's.
You don't want that.
She looked like that dick from the movie Powder that was allergic to lightning, remember?
Oh,
you get moved off nights and moved to day shift, it was like getting sent down to the bush leagues in baseball,
because
this was way before they had invented the nacho bar, so day shift was like a ghost town.
Oh, really?
Especially on Pervert Road. That was the same year she twerked on a customer who forgot to put the brakes on his wheelchair, and she thumped him right into the fish tank.
Oh, boy. God. Fish tank.
Even worse, I got a D-minus on my project.
Ooh.
How come?
Well, I got all up my, I don't know. I got up my stupid teacher's face, Mr. Garish. I was like, how do you give me a D-minus, and I did all the work? You know, it's called an experiment, Dick. Just because it don't work don't mean it ain't good.
Good point.
Look at the scientists in lab coats at the Viagra factory.
What?
I heard they was trying to come up with a blood pressure medicine. Tom, look it up. They started doing all kinds of experiments and realized the drug was giving dudes rock-hard erections.
Uh-huh. That
you
could
think
be
their
true.
Boss gave them a D-minus? He gave them a promotion. Then he slapped Viagra on them pills, made billions and billions of dollars off dudes formerly... Vlasic Peters. Them Viagra dudes are now American heroes.
Mm-hmm.
I swear to God. I always hated science fair time anyways. There's nothing fair about a science fair. One year I got the whole house infested overran with mud daubers. The next year my tarantula I was supposed to test UV rays on. It turned out to be a pregnant tarantula full of babies. And man, they were pissed. I had to bring out the tent and fumigate again. Then one year I had to test the effects of secondhand smoke on the fetal pig, and got busted because I just put my pig in storage at the lockers at Riverside Lane. Got an F for that, but got a free pair of shoes out of it.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
My name is David Goss, and I'm joined by my co-host, Megan Klinenberg.
Everything up until this point has been an outside look at the World Cup, and now we're giving people an inside look. It is just total pressure cooker.
Watching flags come out of little plastic balls is like the epitome of everything that I love. And the World Cup is everything. It's why I became a soccer fan.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.